अस्मद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर जन्माद्दशकथा द ओरिजिनल सोर्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग दैट इज एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ यथा फ्रॉम व्हिच और फ्रॉम होम एवरीथिंग इज इमैनेंट दैट इज एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ. And what is the nature of that absolute truth? He is sentient. He is not dead stone. He is completely conscious. Jena sarvam idam tatam. Abhinasi tu tadvijji. Jena sarvam idam tatam. Idam sarvam tatam. Everywhere there is consciousness. You can see the cosmic manifestations. The sun is rotating on the orbit. The moon is rotating on the orbit. Thousands and millions of planets and universes are exactly rotating. Unless there is consciousness, how it is possible? There must be consciousness. It's like in my body, whenever I see things and pleasure, there is conscious. Similarly, the cosmic body, the Viradhanupa, there is conscious. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the absolute truth must be conscious. जन्मार्दस्य यथा अन्वयाचितवतश्च अर्थेषु अविज्ञा अविज्ञा मीन्स् कॉन्स नाउ इज नॉट अविज्ञा वो मीन्स कंप्लीटली कन्वर्ट अभी नाउ वेयर फ्रॉम दिस नॉलेज के It's like we have got our experience. We get knowledge from a superior person. We go to school, we go to college and get knowledge. But where from the absolute truth got knowledge? This question many days. Generally, because we have got experience, that without going to the superior person, how we can get knowledge? So, the same question may be inquired about God as the absolute truth. But that's the thing that he is omega, he is perfectly converted, he is perfectly knowledge, but sara. जन्मादशा अन्वयाटली इंडिपेंडेंट नॉट under the classes of Maya, and when Maya is free, then I am born. The answer is that if you are actually God, how you are captured by Maya? Then Maya is greater than you. But it is understood, God is great. God, nobody can be greater than God. So, if Maya captures God, then Maya is better than it. So, this theory is not very intelligent theory, that God has become captured by Maya. Now, Maya can capture this small God, just like we are. As I explained yesterday, Ishara. Ishara means control. So every one of us, somehow or other, we are controlled. At least we control my our children, wife, at home. So in that sense, everyone is controlled. But Shastra says that Ishara Parama Krishna, the supreme controller is Krishna. He has no control. I am controller. But when I go to my office, immediately I find my boss to control. Although I am very strong controller on my children or on my wife or servant, I am very strict man. But as soon as I go to my office, immediately I am controlled by my boss. That is my belief. So I am not absolute controller. The absolute controller means he is not controlled by anyone else. He is never controlled by man. That is absolute control. How God can be controlled by man? Therefore, this very charming Yudhishthira, Sara, he is not controlled. He is Sara Parama Krishna, Sara. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matsa Paratara Nanna. There is no other controller than me. And Krishna says he was present. He was not controlled by anyone. Even if he supposed that Radhara will control Krishna, but actually he was not even controlled by Radhara. That is true. When Krishna left Vrindavan, all the gopis, they would not allow him to go to Mathura. But still did not, Krishna did not care for them. He left Vrindavan. So he is not controlled by anyone. But all, fully independent. And so far knowledge is concerned, there is perfect knowledge. Parāsya sakti jivibhaivasya rate sādhā-vihijyāra-valakṣyā. Any knowledge required, immediately it is present. Not that we are not to learn, but that we have to learn knowledge. But Krishna, when you ask, only the 3 months old, the Uttama Rākṣasī, came to kill him. She thought she was engaged by Kamsa to kill. So she came to kill Krishna, smearing poison on the middle of her dress, and came in a very motherly dress. And Yasoda eyes were very simple. She allowed her son. But her purpose was to kill Krishna. But Krishna sucked her breath and sucked her life. So, a 3 month old Krishna, how he became God? That he had no instruction, he did not go, undergo any austerity or penance or meditation, how he became God. Therefore, God is never made. God is always God. Either he appears himself as a 3 month old God or other kind of young man. God is always. It is not that I am not God now, but by meditation I become God. That kind of God manufacturing mystic factory is not Krishna. Krishna is Sara. He is God always. He is not a made-up God by some meditation or by yogic practice. Therefore, he is God. Sara. Janmārta sujata parnaya sujata tascha akshetu abhijya Sara. Pene brahmanda ca adhita dai mrihanti gatsu gaya. Adikavi, Brahma. Now, one may argue that we find the first creature within this universe is Lord Brahma. So, he spread the knowledge, building knowledge, Gayatri. So, he must be the Supreme Lord. This question may be raised, because he is the first teacher who created this universe and expanded the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, therefore he should be accepted as the Supreme Lord. Or, Janmarsasya kaha, hey, everything has been narrated, that is birth from him. Therefore, Brahma is used. But the answer is there. Pere Brahma Vida Adhikavai. Adhikavai, Adhikavai means the Brahma. So, he also imparted knowledge to Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is not the original creator. The original creator is Vishnu or Krishna. Pere Brahma Vida. But you are not present there because there are only living creatures, Brahma, the how knowledge was imparted to him. Therefore we said, Hrida, Hrudiha. Because Krishna is in everyone's heart. He Sara Sarvabhutana, Lidvesu Arjuna Tishthati. You are what? Krishna is in your heart. Simply you have to realize it. Simply, you have to become qualified, bona fide, to speak with it. That is the question. That requires faith. As soon as we are trained up to talk with the Supreme Lord who is living within my heart, then our life is successful. Krishna says, Tetram sarvajuttana bhajatana pritipurvapam buddhi dhruvam dadanitam. I give intelligence to the person who is always engaged in devotional service with love. So, Brahma was educated by Krishna through the heart. Tene Brahma Vida Adhikapai. And what kind of Krishna is, that you have explained here, that Muryanti Dapta Sudhara. Krishna is not understood even by this greatest scholar and greatest saint, Muryanti. They become believing that person who understands Krishna. So, Tene Brahma Vida Adhikavai Muriyam Siddhar Churaya Tego Bari Vidana Kathabini Maha Jatvat Vishantam Vishar Dhamna Shrena Sada Nidastra Kukam Sattam Param Vishiva. Here, in this material world, it is false representation. Tejo Bharavit Vidwan. That's why we did Christ Kabbal Hill. It as well, it is very costly building. But, what is the combination of this house? It is Tejo Bharavit. Tejo means fire. Bharavit means water. And this means earth. So, you mix earth with water and form it in a brick and dry it in the fire. Then it becomes brick and you pile over one brick after another, it becomes a skyscraper building. But actually, it is simply exchange of these three things, Tejo, Vayu, Agni. The whole material world is like that. Actually, it is the five elements combined together. But there is another world, another nature, where the houses are made of chintamani. They are not made of this false material thing. They are made of by living chintamani, living soul. We have not the idea, but we can get the idea from the Shastra. Chintamani prakara sadama su palpa vikhala thadipi su sura bhinga vipadayantam lakshmi sahasra sata sammama sevamanam govindam adipurusam samaham bhajam. The Govinda's real abode is described here. The houses are made there of chintamani stone, living stone. The stone will talk with you. But there is a stone like that. You get information from the baby people. There is a stone. And for the big house, the trees are there. But they are not like this tree. They are called to be. He can get anything he wants from that tree. These are here from mango tree. He can get mango only, not papaya. But from the desert tree, whatever you want, even you can get puri and kachori from that tree. Yes. These are chintamani prakara sadhana su palpa vritta lakha vitesu. Such trees and houses, not one or two, lakha vitesu. Thousands of millions of trees and houses are there. The fact is that the spiritual world is not void, as somebody thinks. There are no informants. Krishna says, Dharvatyana Vivastante Sadhanam Paramamam. So he is Dhan, he is a Dhan, he has got an abode in the spiritual world. Parasattvat to Dhava Anya, but that nature is different beyond this material nature. That thing is explained here in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Pedu Bharavit Nidadatha Vinimayo Jatva Sushabda Amrutha. Here everything is false. Not false, temperate. Everything just like your body, mind, body. It is temporary. It is not false. Mahavadi Kulagrapa will say it is false. But we, but it's not Kulagrapa, we don't say it is false. We say it is temporary. So we should not accept temporary things as permanent. We are spirit soul. We are eternal. Nahannate sannamāne sarīdevi. We do not die. After the destruction of this body, we accept another body. Dehāntara. Tathā dehāntaram prāpti jīrat-tattva-namīya. Dehāntaram tathā devī kaumānam dhūvanam jana. Tathā dehāntaram prāpti jīrat-tattva-namīya. That's why we are advancing in age. From babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. Now, the Sairan, now old man. So, as I am existing, from babyhood up to death, I know I have a small body like this. I was lying down on the lap of my sister. I remember it. But that body is gone. Next body came and gone. Next body came and gone. In this way, Karnation follows her species are. The different types of bodies came in and gone. But I am there. I can remember that I have this body, I have this body, I have this body. Similarly, death means the final change of this body. Tatha dehantaram prakti. So dhirasvatana mayati. Those who are intelligent, they do not become dealers. That's all right. My father, he just means he الخبيث wrong. As soon as I get drunk, then my death is sure, and as soon as I get dead, my body is sure. It is incorrect. Therefore, this body and anything in relationship to this body is kuhapam. Kuhapam means illusion. My feeling. That's like sometimes in time. The example is given. Mileage. We find some water, hot water in the desert. Actually, there is no water. But animals, less intelligent animals, they think that there is water. Let me go there and quench my thirst. And jump over the river. And the water also, the so-called water, is going ahead more and more. And it has after that he's dead. Because his quench, his thirst heart is never quenched, and he dies. So this is going. In the material world, we are getting one body after another. You are trying to be happy in that body, but it is never at all. Maya nivam. But it appears to be true. It appears to be true. That there is real water. And actually there is not. So our happiness, and getting after happiness, is material happiness. That is the place to become illusion. Maya. We don't get here happiness. That is not possible. But the absolute truth, here God is an absolute above. That is described here. Dhamna sena nirasta suhapam. He, the absolute truth, the supreme person, he has God is above. But where there is no illusion, there is no puho. Dhamna sena nirasta suhapam. Saptam param jīnur. Where they say, I offer my respect, obedience, unto the absolute truth, we, above the illusory, temporary world, dāna sena yatta soham. This is called chāyā or māyā. This world is called chāyā. Just like you have got your finger underneath the light, there is a shadow. So, this material world is shadow of the real world, spiritual world. But because we have no knowledge, therefore, like the animal, he is running after the mild water. We are simply running after the mild happiness here. In this material world. And after all, we are living this body and creating some situation to accept another type of body which may not be human body or maybe conventional human body. There is no practice. Bhāsāra jīvināni dhāvīhā. That's like when you change your dress. You get another dress according to the money you pay. To go to the shopkeeper, give me some bread. So, similarly, there is no guarantee what kind of body you are going to get in the next life. But, if we follow that way, as it is said here in Srimad Bhagavatam, dhāna sena nirasta puhukam sattam parama jīva. If you take shelter of Krishna, Saptam Param. There we go back to him. Krishna says, Tatta Deham Punarjanam Nanti Mami Jitam Jira. We require clearness to become Krishna conscious. Then we are also eligible to go back to the Dhamna Sena Vilastha Prabhupada. Saptam Param Jira. This is Krishna consciousness. We are offering, we are not offering, Krishna is offering. We are simply canvassing on behalf of Krishna. That's all. Our business, we are giving anything what we can offer you. But Krishna is offering. We are simply carrying the message of Krishna to you. That is all. Krishna says, Sarodharma Krishna, Mami, Namu Sarodharma. We are carrying the message. My dear sir, why you are bothering so many ways? You simply surrender to Krishna and your life is accepted. Very simple thing. And those who are accepting in Dodo, they are becoming successful. This is one. 4 years ago, the Western people, they did not know what is Krishna. Now, because they are accepting the simple truth, and they are becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. So there is no difficulty. Neither we have got to manufacture it. Everything is there. There is no question of reading process or meditation or gathering of water. Simple thing. My dear sir, Krishna says that he surrenders. So, what is the meaning? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so pleased. So, as he says, that Amar Asaya Guru Hai Yattaro Kente. You become a spiritual master, or my master. So, what is your honor? Jare Dato Kare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Whoever is me, you simply deliver the message of Krishna. Then you become spiritual master. So, if you think, sometimes people think that I am watching very wonder in this world. But I am not watching any wonder. I am just watching like a peon, carrying the letter from your friend and giving it. That's all. So Krishna says, Sri Ramanusara Bhutanam. He is friend of everyone. He says, Samoham Kadu Bhute Tu. So he has got a message, he is friend of everyone. And he has said simply, my dear sir, Krishna is your greatest friend. Here is a message from me. Take it. That's all. Finish. You don't manufacture anything. Nonsense. We simply deliver the message of Krishna. That is the philosophy. And if you also act like this, you also become spiritual master. Say, everyone can become spiritual master at his home. He can deliver the message to his wife, to his children, to his friends. Sir, Krishna says that he surrenders. If he does not surrender, that is not your business, you see. But you simply deliver the message. And if you simply deliver the message, then Krishna says, Natana Svad Manushkeshu, the sickness will be come. There is no one who is so dear to me, who is simply delivering the message all over the world. You have got to show any gymnastic or exercise, stretching your nose and lifting your head, so-called yoga sister, that will be never be practiced by anyone, nor the circumstances is favorable. This is simply blood. But you can say simply this plain word, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you kindly surrender unto Him. He is your greatest friend. He will give you protection. There is no difference. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hamara. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. So, that means we have to accept himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his representatives as my guru. Then you become, following his instructor, you become guru. This is called parampara. અને ભગવદ્ ગીતા 4 ફેબ્રુઆરી લખે એવમ પરંપરા પ્રાપ્તમ એવમ રાજન સહયોગ ગુરુ પરંપરા શિક્ષક Learning by deciding success, the pure knowledge. It's like what we are teaching, the same thing as Arjuna understood from Krishna. Krishna understood, Arjuna understood directly from Krishna. Now, one may say that Krishna is not present before me. How I can learn Bhagavad Gita, right? That is the three. Krishna is not divine from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna and Krishna's word are the same. Because he is answering. Bhagavad Gita. Then you must know that Krishna is speaking before you. But if you interpret it and nonsense way, then there is no Krishna says, Manvana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhyadimana Vastru. Krishna says, that you become my devotee, you offer me the test, you always think of me, you do it. But no, some rascal interpreter will so say, oh, this surrender does not mean to the Krishna person. This surrender should be to the fact which is within Krishna. The rascal does not know that Krishna has no within or without. He's absent. But he thinks in Krishna as ordinary person, abhijanati mana moha. Because he's rascal, he does not understand Krishna. He's thinking that Krishna has something in him and something outside. That's why we are really so needy outside this material body. Krishna is not like that. Jambamane asamaya. Yada yadai dharma sadjani bhavati bhārata. Jambamane asamaya. I come as I am. Not like ordinary man. That will be said asamaya. We are forced to take birth. We are forced to accept some body by the Prakriti Kriyamana and Prakriti. Our position is to act under the influence of this material nature. But Krishna is above this material nature. Krishna says, Maya Bhaktena Prakriti Suyatesa Karata. The Prakriti is working under my direction. So how he can be under the laws of the Prakriti? He cannot. He is the master of this. Mahamaya, he says. They will be impersonal. Mahamaya. Virataya. Mahameda Prabhadnanti Maya Nidhan Karanti. Maya. Even while surrender to Krishna, Maya has no more influence upon him. How Maya can have influence upon Krishna? The person who surrenders to Krishna, he becomes released from the clutches of Maya. And how Krishna can be under the clutches of Maya? This is the reality. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam says that Dharma Sina Nirastakuham Nirastaku, there is no Maya. Just like in the sunshine, you may be covered by the cloud, but the sun is never covered by the cloud. That is our practical experience. When you say that today is cloudy, I cannot see the sun. Yes, that does not mean the cloud has covered the sun. The cloud has covered your eyes. How the cloud can cover sun? Sun is 1400,000 times bigger than this earthly planet. So, 100 miles cloud over the earth a cloud. Say from the bottom about 100 miles or 200 miles of this, upon the path. How this cloud can fall on the path? That is not possible. It is covered in the eyes of the persons who are within that 100 miles. Similarly, those who are under the clouds of Maya, they are covered by Maya, not the Supreme Law. Maya is acting under the direction of the Supreme Law. So Maya cannot cover Krishna of the Supreme Law. Maya can cover us. We, small creatures. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam, Eka, Bhuvanam, Jugadhati, Kamanam. That is Nitya, one person. Qualitatively, Krishna is Nitya, and Nitya. He is eternal, and eternal. He is Chetan, he is living, and living. In this way, we are equal. But not in quantity. In quality, we are one. This simultaneously one and different, a sense of Hira and Sattva is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. We follow. We are not one with God in quantity, but we are one with God in quality. Because we must be one in quality with God. Because we are part and parcel of God. Its particle of gold is also gold. But it is not as big as the gold mine. Similarly, we are equal in quality with Krishna, but not in quality. He is Sarvasaktiman. He is Sarvasaktiman. When it is said, that's right. Abhinati Sadhavidhi Deva Sarvamidam Satam. Now this Sarvamidam Satam, all pervading. You think you are all pervading, I am all pervading. No, I am pervading over my body, that's all. If there is pinching any part of my body, I can see. Therefore, I am pervading all over my body. But I am not pervading your body or other's body. If there is sin in your body, I cannot see. Therefore, I am not all pervading. All pervading is Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am also superfluous, superfluous. I am present in everyone's heart. Khetrajna. In the 13th chapter, Khetrajna and Khetra. This man, Khetra means this body, and Khetrajna means this soul. So, he is explaining, Khetrajna, this soul, is there in this body, is unpervading on this body. But he says another verse, Khetrapanjati Mamavidhi Sarva Khetresu Bharat. Khetrapanjati Mamavidhi. He says, I am also soul, but I am soul, all pervading, I am in everyone's body. I am a soul, I am living in my body, but Krishna is the super soul, he is living in everyone's body. That is the difference between Krishna. He is all perfect. I am not all perfect. Therefore, I cannot be equal with God or Krishna in any circumstance. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. He says that all these things, you and me, all of us, it is not that we did not exist in the past. And it is not that we shall not exist in the future. That means, as individual souls, Krishna as a living entity, existing, eternal. Not that now we are separated. We are separated energy, eternal. जीवभूत सनातन सनातन इकानी तुम आज विफल स्मॉल टारगेट तो कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन दिस इन सेकंड चैप्टर दैट इट इज नॉट दैट विच इज नॉट एग्जिस्ट इन दिस इंडिविजुअल स्टेटस इन द पास्ट नाउ यू आर इंडिविजुअल यू मी अलोंग विद सोल्जर एंड सिमिलरली वी शैल बिकम रिमेन इंडिविजुअल इन द पास्ट इन द फ्यूचर दिस इज कॉल्ड परफेक्ट नॉलेज नॉट दैट इन फ्यूचर When I am out of this practice of Maya, I become one. There is no such possibility to become one. If one thinks like that, then he has to come back again. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arukhatishena param param tatha patanti yadha anadhitishmanam. Therefore, this is nirastaku aham. Where there is no more illusion. Krishna is the supreme individual, we are subordinate individuals, and if we become Krishna conscious, all these individuals are persons, we go back to home, go back to God. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you.